Because we had a wood stove in the, in a wooden house that we lived in across the road where the barn is now.
Yeah.
And we were not able to heat water.
They had warming closet, but they didn't have reservoirs so much.
I always did. I don't remember that it had anything that warmed up any water.
Well, a lot of folks used pots and kettles. We had kettles.
Yeah, yeah. But
this cell was, at that time, was a real, if you had a home comfort stove, you was a big shot.
With that?
Smoking in high garden.
and you did not put it in, you kept that water clean in that reservoir. I mean, because you used it to cook with sometimes,
mm-hmm.
you know, and all, and you didn't dip in there with anything that you had a certain something to dip in the reservoir to get hot water with,
mm-hmm.
you know, and all. And you had to keep that reservoir filled because
it
burned out.
So you always had hot water.
All the time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you needed not.
You always had hot water.
Well, what did, was there a separate place to keep the firewood that went into the stove in the fireplace?
Wood box rolled up by the stove. Big old homemade wood box.
Did you use wood from the same place for the stove and the fireplaces?
Yeah,
or did you have another wood box?
Well, one of them was just a little about 14-inch wood had to be sold.
Was that for the fireplace in the family room?
That was about 30-inch wood.
Had a scaffold.
Had a scaffold out the window to pile the wood on.
Right outside the window of the room where you just raise the window?
And get you a piece of wood.
Pretty handy.
I had to keep it filled up.
I think you had a lot of responsibilities. A lot. Okay, you see, in the part of the house where the L comes out?
Yeah, that was the parlor.
What do you call the, and this is something I had to ask Mama today, what do you call the section of the roof where the roof of the main part of the house?
That's the Coleman house up top.
Okay, it's the comb up here, but what do you call the section where the L meets it, where they come together? Where the roof from the L comes together with the roof from the main part of the house?
I don't know.
Okay.
No, just for the
it forms a sort of V going down where
You got to go there run down there for the water.
That's what Mama said she called it. And I couldn't even visualize what she was talking about till she finally reminded me of the place on our house.
A lot of trash would accumulate in that gully. You had to keep that
clean. Yeah, right. Quite a while
to leave. That was one of my questions. Okay. Oops. What do you call the when like the bottom step? Did you have steps?
Yeah.
Or one step or several steps or what going up to the front porch?
We had three steps going up the front porch.
What did you have a name for the bottom one? Did you call anything a stoop? Was the back porch ever called a stoop?
I had a stoop. What did I call it? Something? We used to have a stoop.
Well, that's that little thing on the front.
That house down the car.
You know, got that old stoop out on the front, just outside that fireplace.
Well, now, what made it a stoop as opposed to a porch?
It's just a little bit add on there.
It's just a little something.
It's not big enough for a porch, not big enough for chairs or nothing.
Right. Just a small extension in front of the door. Both
there.
You have a roof over.
Well, you talk without standing in the rain.
Yeah.
And somebody's, right, okay, especially if somebody drives up and blows the horn.